Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we learn why a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with this freedom.
What? Okay, wait. Okay, let's do this over.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even notice the little ellipses there.
Yeah.
Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we learn why a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom.
Wow, that's really true. Did you just come up with that? Okay, Patrick, we're back.
Yes, we are.
We're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I am Patrick Foster.
What are you drinking now?
I have a little bit of a faceplant IPA.
Yeah.
As do you.
So do I. So yeah. Thank you very much for that. And yesterday we talked with our friend Jesse Jackson in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
And, you know, it's kind of heavy stuff, and I don't want to diminish that.
No.
Gosh. You know, I wish
for all of us
all the best. And Jesse, you're going to get through this, and it, it's all going to work out great.
We're all making him mixtapes. He'll be
right.
Fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we want to go a little bit lighter on this one with Jesse, right? So Jesse Jackson from Set Lusting Brews Podcast, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs.
I am so thrilled to be back. I enjoyed our discussion yesterday and kind of felt the love and support you guys were giving me. And yes, I'm kind of excited to talk a little bit more with you guys and also to share a very happy memory.
Yes, this is good. All right. So first off, what suburb of Dallas are you in? That's important to us.
I am in Louisville, Texas.
What? Louisville? Yes. That's Louisville. That sounds like Louisville.
I know. It is north of the DFW airport.
Okay.
It is kind of between Denton and Dallas. We've been living here. We bought our house in 2001 and here ever since. So it's, you know, in DFW, like so many other cities, you know, Dallas and Fort Worth, you're just kind of all, it's one big metroplex, as we call it. But yes, I am in the suburb, and so I feel, and I'm a dad, so I feel like I'm part of this unique club.
Yes.
And we all love Brave Combo. No matter
yes, we do.
Yeah, that's a good call out there.
Yes.
And also dogs, right? That's so right. Patrick has dogs, and I can hear dogs in your house
dogs.
Too. Yes, and I have a dog.
Do. Yeah. Yes, we do. And in fact, you know, a couple of Brave Combo songs made my list.
Oh, great.
My playlist.
Yeah, the one we were talking about yesterday.
Go back and listen to that yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right.
None of this is going to bring us down today.
No.
Today we're talking about happy things.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. Let me just set this up.
All right.
And then Jesse, you can set it up better than me. But let me start by saying Jesse Jackson does an amazing podcast called Set Lusting Brews.
Yes, he does.
And they've been going for about 100 episodes now.
Yep.
And what I love about the show is that it's not just talking about Springsteen songs, you know, sort of breaking them down, but it really goes into sort of talking about people's personal experiences with Springsteen.
That's right.
And what the music means to them.
Yes.
And that, to me, I mean, that's more important than anything. Like
Amen.
We can talk about what, you know, went into a certain production of a song or, you know, what instrument was played here or there, whatever. Doesn't matter. What matters really is how the music impacts people on a personal level.
That's
and
right.
Of course, Springsteen more, you know, as much as any artist or more so has that impact.
Yep.
And Jesse is very wisely tapped into that and gets great stories from fans and people who are connected to Bruce. And Jesse, after all of this, had an experience to meet.
How amazing.
Bruce Springsteen.
Jesse, tell us what happened.
Mr. Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yes. So,
did I describe the podcast accurately?
Yes, you described the podcast perfectly.
Okay.
And I do would love for you guys, for some of your listeners to come over and check it out.
Yes, please do that.
What's kind of interesting is, in a lot of ways, I think 2016 is the Springsteen's most productive or best year in decades. When you think about it, they did the box set at the end of 2015. Then he did this massive tour that wasn't supposed to be a tour.
Right.
They were just going to do four or five shows just to promote the box set. And then they decided, right. If we're going to play.
The box set being the River re-release, that's deluxe right. edition, yeah. right? And then he was right. going to do a little bit on that. And then he ended up being a whole big tour. I went to one of those shows yep. here in D.C. It was yep. great. Yeah, so go on.
Yeah. So then, and supposedly the story is that he showed up at the publishing house and said, hey, I've written my autobiography. Are you guys interested in publishing it? I've heard that story from more than one source, and he wrote it all himself. He did not have a ghostwriter, so they published Born to Run, his autobiography, and in a weird twist, Bruce said, I want to go out on the road and promote it. And so you're like, how are we going to do this? And it started out in Jersey, and they found out that the books would be pre-signed, but they were not auto-signed. They actually were signed. They said that they sent boxes. Go ahead.
All right. So for Springsteen's books, he actually signed them himself.
Bruce himself.
But
yeah.
He didn't do it like on the spot while you were there for the book
no.
signing. Right,
right. Right.
Okay. Got it. And
they said they sent boxes of that title page, mm-hmm. of just the page, to him when he was touring Europe. And he would just sit there and just sign. And he didn't do any discussion. It was pure, you got to meet him 5 to 10 seconds, they say at most. Mm-hmm. You took a picture using your own phone or camera,
mm-hmm.
and then you left, and then they gave you a copy of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly in the East Coast, and people were talking, and all of a sudden social media is filled with pictures meeting Bruce.
Okay.
And I'm a little bitter because he's not coming anywhere close in Texas. And then word got out that on December 1st, he was going to be in Austin, Texas at Book People.
Okay. So Austin is how far from you?
About 3 hours, maybe.
About 3 hours, three and a half. Right?
Yeah.
So you hear this and then... what is your first thought?
I just started a new job
mm-hmm.
on November 10th. I will not have been at this job a month. How do I ask for the day off to go see Bruce Springsteen?
Right.
Can I do that?
Uh-huh.
And how can I, even if I'm okay doing it, how do I tell my wife that I'm doing this? Because she's going to go, what are you crazy? This is a brand new job. You know, no one gets this Bruce Springsteen obsession of yours. No one understands this. And I kind of go back, a lot of people do, but
yeah, right. That's, if you live in the Springsteen world, you think like, no, everybody understands this, right?
I don't have time for that right now.
That's right.
So, Patrick, Jim, this is what I decided. It was $35 to get a ticket, and that $35 got you the few seconds with Bruce, the photo with your own camera and a copy of the autographed book. So when it went online, I did the, you know, took a chance and got a ticket.
Okay.
My justification was, if I don't get to go, it's only $35.
That's right.
Now,
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I could see that totally from your perspective.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And here's the thing too. I think for somebody like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Right. You go to see him at shows, and even if you get really close, if you get in the pit, like that's I've been there. That's an amazing thing.
Amazing
you're like
thing.
Right up there. You're really close. It's
hell
awesome.
Yeah.
But still not the same as meeting the man,
no,
right?
No.
And
no.
What other opportunity would you ever have to meet Bruce Springsteen
right.
than something like this, like a book signing, right?
Right?
A book signing
right.
is about the only thing. I can't think of another.
I can't think of another
unless
thing
you, unless you do one of these things where like you buy a VIP thing. I don't
right.
really, I don't even know if Springsteen does
yeah,
that, but like other artists do that.
Right. I don't know, maybe, but. Here's my cassette, yeah. Bruce. I just recorded
yeah, well,
two demos.
That's right. Like, I don't think it even exists. So
like,
this
a chance.
This
to,
is probably
a mere demo tape.
The only like official thing where you can
that's
meet
right.
an artist the stature of Bruce Springsteen,
and
other than if you just happen
tape.
To do it by accident, right?
I'm giving him my
demo. Am I right
tape.
About this?
Yes. I totally agree. Little Steven, during this river tour, was raising money for his foundation,
mm-hmm.
Putting music in schools. I didn't think to write it down, the name, but it was $1,000, and you got to go meet him beforehand, get your picture taken. I'm sure there was, you know, drinks and food, and $1,000 though, right?
Yeah, no.
Compared to $35.
Yeah, right.
Right, $35.
I'm with you.
So I started this new job, and we immediately, and I run a help desk. I run a help desk for a software as a service company. And we had 4-5 open recs when I started. So I started 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I started interviewing, and I called candidates, and I said, I want to interview you. If you are in town, you can come up the Friday after Thanksgiving, and we can meet. If you can't, we'll do afterwards. That's fine if you're out of town. So I interviewed people. Friday is a company holiday. I interviewed people, spent 8 or 9 hours working, trying to find people, did some calling on people on Saturday. So when I got back to work, my boss was like, I can't believe you worked over the weekend. That's amazing. I said, oh, I was glad to. We need these people right away. It's important. Well, you know, if you need some time off or you want to take something special, let me know.
So fancy, so, you should ask, right?
Yes. So I did a little white lie. I said, well, since you're bringing it up, a friend of mine had an extra ticket to meet Bruce in Austin. And he wanted to know, did I want it? Oh, you've got to go, Jesse. That's amazing. I said, yeah, I would just drive in that morning, go to the bookstore, and then come back. I would just be off Thursday. Yeah, go for it. That's great. So I didn't want to tell him that I had bought the ticket myself, just chancing. It sounded better that a friend gave it. So sure enough, he said, okay, go. So Thursday morning, I got up. The book signing was supposed to be about 11 or 12, so I got on the road very early. And you talked about, here's your cassette. I did take a flash drive, and I put several episodes of Set Lusting Bruce on the flash drive.
Right, right.
And I wrote a letter. First off, I wrote not a demo
right.
on the flash drive.
Right, because they won't listen to it if
no.
they think it's a
exactly.
demo. Right, right.
And then I wrote a letter explaining that I did a podcast and talked about some of the people that I've had on the show, like the Philly Elvis, and other people that he might know, and then that I would be honored if you he listened some of this that's about this, and I shared, you know, a few personal stories, put that in a letter, because I had read there was a place where you could drop off gifts for him. The very first book signing was actually on his birthday, so people were bringing him birthday gifts. So I get to Austin, and are you guys familiar with the Godfather movie?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So the very beginning of the Godfather movie, Luca Brasi is sitting saying the same phrase over and over and over again.
Right.
Don Corleone, I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding. On the day of your daughter's wedding. And I hope that their first child be a masculine child.
I'm speaking, of course, listening to Bruce music on the way down, but I am saying what I want to say over and over and over again, just like Luca Brasi.
You're practicing.
I am practicing because I don't want to be nervous. I don't want to mess it up. I know that I'm only going to have a few seconds.
Right. Right. 6 seconds.
Right.
Yes. So then I get there and the line is around the building. And I sit down, you know, I get in line and I just start talking to people. I had a portable recorder. I got a few people's discussion. I brought tons of Seth Lessing Bruce cards. And I'm passing them out like, hey, I do a Bruce Springsteen buy this. You should check it out. And so there was this there was this sense of joy in the line. People, you saw people coming out, you know, they've got their book and they're smiling and they're all saying it's fast, but it is worth it. You know, it's quick, but it's worth it. You know, I did laugh a couple times, Patrick and Jim, because like, how was it? Oh, it's the greatest moment of my life. Oh, good. You got a few minutes to talk for the podcast? No. I'm just saying, if it was one of the greatest moments of my life, I would want to share a little bit more than that.
Sure, man.
So as we're getting closer and closer, we're getting nervous. Mm-hmm. And I realize that as an old man, I need to use the restroom.
We've all been there.
Yes. So he's up on the third floor. I got to the point where they took my ticket and they handed me a coupon for the book. They said, after you see Bruce, come back, give this, and we will give you your autographed book. I said, okay. Do I have time to go to the restroom? I wouldn't if I were you. This moves pretty quick. Okay. So sure enough, it's moving quick, and you get in the room, and there is the man.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
This is a good time for a break.
Yeah, it's a good time for a break. We're going to the bathroom.
Yep, all right. Take a little break here. We want to hear what Jesse has to say about meeting the boss, right? So thanks for having me over again, Patrick. And
sure,
I hope it's not too much of an imposition on your family that I come over and record these.
No, not at all. Why would you say that?
Well, because I know that sometimes when you're doing something, trying to get something kind of off the ground, you know, the families, they wonder like why you're spending so much time doing that.
Yeah,
thing,
that's right.
Right?
Right.
And where I'm going with this is one way that they might give us a little bit more freedom, cut us a little bit more slack.
You mean get off our backs?
Is if they see that people really enjoy the show. So what you can do is, as a listener, you can go onto iTunes and you can rate and review the show. The rating part is super easy. You just click like
five stars.
And the review part, maybe it takes a little more effort because you actually write something, but it can just be like a sentence, whatever.
And it can be from the heart, you know? Yes. The other day I bought an extension cord and I went to plug it in and it didn't work. And I was very upset.
Mm.
Took it back, came back. I had problems with the second extension cord of the same manufacturer. And what I did was I went on their website and I gave them 5 stars. That's called an allegory.
I'm not sure that you know how to use an extension cord.
Okay.
That could be part of it, but... But please, yes, that would really help us out. Please rate and review the show, Rockin' the Suburbs, on iTunes, and then we'll get to keep doing it for you.
We'd appreciate it, folks.
Okay, and we're back. We hear dogs barking in Dallas. And Jesse Jackson, Seth Lustig, Bruce, tell us about actually meeting Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
So he's there, and they say, do you want to leave your coat? Yes. So I was, not only was I keep saying the statement over and over again, but I was worried about my phone. So I turned off the passcode so that it wouldn't close. And I had it ready, and you get to it, and the bookstore employee says, "Here's, can I have your phone?" Absolutely. And then I hand my package that says, you know, my letter to Bruce and a flash drive filled with episodes of Seth Lustig, Bruce. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you're there. And he reaches out to you. Hey, man. That's my bad first person. Shakes your hand. And you go to put your arm around him. And he puts his arm around you. And this was my statement. Last year, I spent 9 months being unemployed. And I listened to Better Days and Land of Hope and Dreams every day, and it helped me get through it. I just wanted to say thank you for that. I got to last year. Next.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I finished saying it, but I do not think he heard it.
Okay.
But what I've said, and I think you two will agree with me, it was more important for me to say it.
Yeah.
For totally. Him to hear it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I go down, I get my book, and then go immediately to the restroom. You know, I walk out and I go get my car. And if you guys are so inclined, there is a episode where I recorded in the car going mm-hmm. down there, and then I recorded, you know, I had a few people talking, and then I had my afterthoughts, and kind of I put that as an episode. We got two good pictures out of it. One of them is a really good picture of Bruce and I facing forward, and the second one has me talking to him, and my friends say that it looks like I am saying, please be with me forever. I want to be with you, Bruce. They said it is the creepiest look ever of Bruce. I did not think it was till they mentioned, and now then every time I see it, I do think I like, oh, Bruce, I love you so much. but it was cool. It was a great way to end the year. I had seen him 4 times, lucky enough. And actually 5, because in August 25th, I was able to go to the show in one of the MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after, on Friday, I did Stan Goldstein's tour, rock and roll tour of Jersey. And so I got my picture in front of the house where he wrote Born to Run. Just a lot of different Jersey. And so it really was the capping of, you know, a great year of Bruce Springsteen for me.
So here's the thing. Even if it was only 5 seconds, right? And, you know, you got pushed out before you could even say your thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, for somebody like you, what does that mean to you?
It meant a lot. I know sometimes we put celebrities on a pedestal that's not fair to them, and we set them up in ways they shouldn't be. But when you think about, or when I think about how many stories I've shared with people on the podcast about Bruce – and how he has become. It's a passion, not an obsession. We try to correct people, though if you want to call it an obsession, it is. To be able to say I've met him and that I have a picture with him and I got to tell him what he meant. And I shared Wendy Parnell, who lives in Austin. Johnny 99 wrote a kid's book, Johnny 99, that's filled with, you know, city Bruce Springsteen lyrics was there. And, you know, we got to talk and there were so many great people there. It just meant the world to me that I was able to meet him and tell him what his music has meant to me, whether you heard it or not.
So amazing story.
Right.
I mean,
incredible story,
John. Patrick.
Yeah.
You'd be beside yourself if you met Springsteen. Right?
I wouldn't know how to handle it. No.
No.
Of course I would tell him I had a podcast. Yes. I would lay on top of him until he listened to it.
And I'd be totally like this too. Like I'd be like Jesse, like practicing.
That's right.
What are you gonna say?
Oh yeah.
I mean
oh yeah. I'd get a Holiday Inn like 2 days before. I'd be a mess.
You know, it's funny because you and I have interviewed, you know, several artists.
We have
and
that
some,
we never thought we would. Like
no.
Yeah.
No. Crazy. And some who are, you know, pretty big names are pretty influential, pretty important in the history of pop.
When I was in front of Mike Watt. Yeah.
Yeah. In the history of pop music.
Right.
But Springsteen is at a different level.
Oh, that's a totally different level. We haven't been there.
I don't know what I would do.
We have not been there.
I don't know what I would do.
No. So, we have not been there.
So please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Every
day. Every single day.
Every damn day.
Yes, every damn day.
You can do that on iTunes/Apple Podcasts
yes.
or Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. Mm-hmm. You can also find us at suburbspod.com. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us at social medias. That would be Twitter, Facebook, maybe Instagram.
Every Instagram. Yeah, we have an Instagram.
We do have an Instagram.
Yeah, we have an Instagram. This is breaking news. Yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's at suburbspod.
All right. All of them are at suburbspod. So do that. And then also call the suburban party line. So when Jesse's breaking up, he can just stop talking. Yeah. He can call the suburban party line. He can just leave a message
Finish
there.
The rest, yeah.
It is 612-440-1984. All right. And we've completely lost him now.
Something's broken.
I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
No, this was a great discussion, right?
Amazing.
And you know, how long would you wait in line to meet Springsteen for even
as
5 seconds?
As long as it took.
As long as it takes,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's right.
All right. All right. So we're going to leave you with some Springsteen music, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Grab your ticket and your suitcase. Thunder's rolling down this track. Well, you don't know where you're going now, but you know you won't be back. Well, darling, if you're weary, lay your head upon my chest. We'll take what we can carry, yeah, and we'll leave the rest. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight.
Is that it?
Okay. The sound effect.
All right.
Makes no sense.